Bitcoin has recorded its best monthly performance since last year, October. That says it increased by 17% in July, trading above the $24,000 mark. Joining me now to take us through activity playing out in that market is Marius Reitz from Luno. Thank you so much for your time, Marius. Now, we've started off the second month of the third quarter. And of course, as I mentioned in the intro, crypto had actually quite a good start to the third quarter, and that's July. What was the main driver behind this?
I think it's been a tough year for cryptocurrency so far, and July gave investors a reason to smile. So Bitcoin is up 17%, and some of the altcoins have shown increases between 40 and 50%. So we've seen Bitcoin prices increasing again. We've also seen the sentiment in the market turning slightly more positive. And we've seen investors or traders move from Bitcoin to altcoins. And typically, when that happens, it indicates that we're about to move out of the extreme fear category on the fear greed index. I think last week was also the first week for a couple of months, for the industry to move outside of the extreme fear category. We also saw some of the crypto investment funds reporting net inflows for 5 consecutive weeks in July. So that's also, I think, a positive indicator. And that coincided with, I think, general sort of more bullish sentiment in the stock markets as well. So I think we saw the correlation between stocks and crypto again, and I think that was one of the main pull factors, pulling the market out of fiat territory.
All right. So the market or the sentiment has been good all around. But you mentioned this sort of notion of greed territory. And basically, from what I'm getting from you is that it's characterized by moving from, sort of safer assets to riskier assets. So does that mean that in that whole crypto complex, that Bitcoin is the one that's seen as the more safer asset?
Yes, to some extent. I think Bitcoin is the first cryptocurrency. It has the most adoption. It currently accounts for just over 40% of the overall market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies. So it's by far the most dominant and the most liquid cryptocurrency. So when we experience periods of extreme price volatility in this market sell-off, you will typically see Bitcoin experiencing less a severe drop compared to some of the other cryptocurrencies. And in turn, when markets turn more positive, you will see Bitcoin appreciating at a slower rate compared to some of the other altcoins. So yes, crypto investors view Bitcoin as a safer option or as a safe haven option, in terms of investing in the entire crypto market.
Mm. All right. So, we've had the crypto market largely following the kind of sentiment that the equity market has been in so far this year. And, historically, that hasn't been the case. So, are you seeing this as a permanent shift or more of a temporary move?
Yes, so I think historically, between 2015 and 2018, Bitcoin had a weak correlation compared to other asset classes. I think since then, we've been through a couple of really extraordinary events globally with the COVID pandemic, trade wars, a war between Russia and Ukraine, supply chain constraints and issues, and monetary policy decisions by central banks across the world. So I think, compared back then to now, I think we've seen a lot of retail investment demand, and I think for that reason, investors are viewing cryptocurrency as a high risk, high reward asset, almost in the same light as stocks. And so we've seen that sort of strong correlation since 2019, 2020. I do think it's temporary. I think as soon as some of the cryptocurrency use cases and coins start to mature, Bitcoin, was the first cryptocurrency, the first peer-to-peer payments network. It has a limited supply. It has a known and predictable supply as well. And I think as soon as some of those use cases start to come to the fore, I think we should see a decoupling still. But I think it's still very early. We've not seen enough adoption in the general market, enough awareness of crypto, enough adoption to warrant that decoupling happening anytime soon.
Just lastly, your outlook, Marius. I mean, we're now talking about Bitcoin hitting the $24,000 mark. Do you think at any time we could see it testing the $30,000 technical level?
Compared to previous cycles where the price crashed 30 to 70%, 2020 we saw a gradual increase, so the market moved sideways for 6 to 12 months almost, gradually increasing, but also experiencing some price dips, you know, on a week-to-week basis. So I mean, it seems to me that we've kind of hit the bottom to some extent, and we will probably see some sideways movements. The price will obviously pull back again, you know, $24,000 over the weekend, and it dropped back to $22,000 over the course of this week. So I do think we will probably move between the $20,000 to $24,000 range for some time now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for giving us that detail on what's happening in the crypto market. That was Marius Reitz from Luno.